ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important topic, and that topic is related to something that the Quran has advised us all to do. I'm speaking of seeking consultation from others. In one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, God says this: those who answer their Lord maintain the prayer, and their affairs are executed by counsel among themselves, and they spend out of what we have provided them with. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, God advises us to seek the consultation of other people before coming to a decision regarding a significant matter. In some hadiths, seeking counsel from others has also been advised. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, seeking to consult someone in one's affair is guidance in itself, and the one who suffices himself with his own opinion endangers himself. And he also said, there is no better support than good counsel. Moreover, Imam Ali has also been narrated as having said, seeking counsel has been highly emphasized because the opinion of the counselor is unadulterated, whereas the opinion of the one seeking counsel is polluted with his own whims. Now, the question we want to pose today with respect to this subject is, what are the boundaries of consultation or counseling others or seeking counsel from others? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some hadiths which have been narrated from the infallible Imams alayhi wasalam related to this topic. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been reported as having said, counsel should only be sought whilst fulfilling its four terms. So there's four terms that we should fulfill before we seek counsel from others. Firstly, that one whose counsel you should seek must be a man of intelligence, right? Meaning he should be a smart person, he should be a wise person. Secondly, that he must be a free and religious man. By free person, the Imam is referring to the fact that he shouldn't be a bondsman, he shouldn't be a slave of someone, and he should also be a religious person. Thirdly, he must be brotherly and friendly. Right? He must be cordial with you. He shouldn't be rude and mean. And fourth and final stipulation or term is that when you disclose your secret to him, whereby he knows as much about it as you do, he would keep your secret and guard it well. So he should be a trustworthy person, not a person who would betray your trust and tell others about the matter you are seeking consultation about. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the boundaries of counseling in the light of the hadith of the infallibles Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.